Now, welcome to the singing segment. I will be interviewing Ashir Peterson. Cape Town singer Ashir Peterson and his mom had gone viral on Facebook after sharing a video where they covered the classic Aladdin track, A Whole New World. Ashir comes from a musical family and has even been featured on the South African version of The Voice. He is here today to talk about his music career. Welcome to the show, Ashir. How are you today?
Hello, thank you guys for having me. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Awesome.
Can you please tell us about yourself?
I'm 27 years old. I stay in the southern suburbs, Lansdowne. What else can I say about myself? I sing, I dance, I act, I produce music. What else do I do? I'm an ambassador for the Children's Hospital, if you guys didn't know. And then more about me. I really hate this question because it's like I have to brag and I don't like talking about myself. But is that enough? Is that enough information?
Why did you sing A Whole New World with your mom?
To answer your question, my mom and I covered a song before this called Jealous by Labyrinth. I don't know if you guys know the song. No?
Mm-hmm.
So we did the song and it went viral. It got like 250 something or 60 something thousand views. And then a lot of people started telling me that, I got a lot of comments that they liked the mother and the son duets and they want more of it. So I saw on YouTube that another, in America, another mother and another son done the song. But I was like, we can do it, but my mom can do it better. Because she's an amazing singer, and the lady can sing. So we did it, and then that just happened. The 12 million views.
What made you to share the track on Facebook?
Social media.
Okay.
It's just normal social media, putting it out there.
Can I ask how many views and likes did you get for your viral video on Facebook?
Well, I checked last night, it's on like 12.5 million views. And the likes it's got like over 100,000 likes or something like that. I don't know. I just looked at the views to be quite honest. The likes are just too much to keep up with. It might be more, might be less, I don't know.
Were you surprised when the video went viral and got more views and likes?
I was surprised because I did not know that it would go viral, but I knew that I would get probably... My goal was to get 1 million views. That was my goal, to get 1 million views. And then the video just started getting shared around the world. So it's reached places like... Philippines, New York, Mauritius, Trinidad. Like, I have people that follow me now from all over the world now that like because of this video. Yeah.
I heard that you were on The Voice. How was that experience?
Humbling. It was quite humbling because just like the children here, everyone has the stories. So no one can compare the stories. No one can say, my story is worse than yours. Everyone has the stories, so be kind. Be kind always. Understand? So for me, it's like I have a story. I also have a story, but I didn't go there and be like, hey, I'm better than you. Never. I never do that. And that's why it was humbling for me, and I learned a lot of lessons that, a lot of life lessons as well, that school can't teach you. And I mean, that is what life is about. It gives you, God gives you lemons, you make lemonade, right? So yeah.
What are your future plans for your music career?
My future plans? I can tell you my biggest plan, which is to end up making music in America, in New York, and living it up in New York. Like Alicia Keys. You like Alicia Keys?
Yeah, yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
What words of encouragement will you give to children who want to learn music and become singers?
Cool. So I always say that a lot of... It's not a difficult question, but I can go into depth with this question, if you'd like me to. Yeah? No? Yes? Yes? Okay, so I always say that a lot of people think that lyrics matter the most when it comes to music. The words has to speak. So to a certain extent, in my opinion, yes, it does. But I mean, what when you guys of age one day in the country, you're going to get something called an identity document, which is an ID, right? So no one can take that from you because it's your ID, right? Same with music. What is the song's ID? The music itself. No one can copy that music, but everyone can put the same words or the lyrics. Because, I mean, words is words. You understand? It's just how you put them together. But the song's ID is the music itself. So my advice, my stone cold advice is, if you touch the hearts and souls of your people, you have tapped a pulse of a nation. Wow. Want me to repeat that? Yeah. If you touch the hearts and souls of your people, you have tapped a pulse of a nation.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Is there anything else you'd like to ask me? I think I've said a lot.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to ask me? Anyone? No?
No.
No? Yeah? Yes?
When did you start singing?
Wait, you ask it. Go ahead.
When did you start singing?
I started at the age of six years old. But the day I got on stage was when I was 14 years old. Before the night my father was murdered. So that's the first time I actually got on stage. But the first time I've opened my mouth to the public, I was 6 years old. I was singing at the primary school. I sang "The Greatest Love of All" by Whitney Houston.
Have like you gone to music classes?
I studied at university. I studied at UCT, University of Cape Town, which is quite funny because the lowest mark on my matric report was music, which was 49%. No, I'm not joking. I can bring my report for you if you'd like to see. But what I can say is that what got me into university was my talent. My guitar. So if there's anything else that I'd actually like to say, which is cool, to the children, like, work on your craft more than anything. Work on your craft, because a lot of people are just, remember, in this world, there are a lot of singers, there are a lot of artists, there are a lot of dancers, but what is going to make you stand out? So you have to figure out in your life what is that special thing. It's what we call a USP. It's called a unique selling point. So what you have to find out, what is your USP to make you stand out from the rest? That is going to make you original. That is, like, for me, my USP would be I'm able to play every instrument. I can sing, I can dance, I can act. I can do all of it. So that is my USP, my unique selling points. You understand? That's what makes me stand out. So when you go away from here today, go home and think, what is my unique selling point? Yeah.
Would you like to teach other children to sing?
I am teaching, actually. I'm the head of culture at Plumstead High School. So we give guitar lessons. And I give normal guitar lessons.
Oh, thank you, Ashir, for coming to my interview.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me. You guys are awesome.
Thanks. Pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.